I've received a call from someone in Tripoli who wants to share with the Guardian news of development. Tell me.
One of my relatives came by 2 days ago and told me that the neighbors of new defense minister in the east of Tunis have all been arrested along with their the person that looks after the house and garden as well, and the house was abandoned for 2 days. I haven't seen this by myself, but my relative confirmed this. There are some other things going on around in there, such as double cabins, due to double cabins, four-wheel drives with four people driving in them. They have Kalashnikovs, and they always they keep going around and making sure that nobody can demonstrate. So they're around all the streets. Anybody comes out, they shoot them on the spot, and they collect bodies, and they don't leave happened. Another relative of mine is next to me, and he would like to report some things that have happened to his friends. And
okay, thanks.
Yes,
hello,
Ben.
Hi. What have you been seeing
happening? Okay, yes. Yesterday I was with some of my friends and neighbors, and as we were watching Gaddafi's speech on TV, we were sitting with us, had a phone call from his brother, and he told him, do not come back home. He said, there are five cars in the street, they are looking for you, they want to arrest you. And the same thing happened the day before. One of our neighborhood guys, you know, just driving Toyotas, they just took him for questioning, and then he was lucky to come back. I mean, they thought he was gone for. That's the way it has been going on. We've been hearing about many people being arrested around the streets, you know, and being chased around, and they are hiding from them. You know, yes?
Sorry, I'd say that there's been talk of protests after Friday prayers tomorrow. Are people too scared?
I think people would like that to happen, but there is too much going on. There is too much. They are terrorizing people so much these days. I mean, kidnapping people from their homes, you know, gunmen walking, driving around in their Toyota 4x4s, and you know, you could see them hanging green flags on their cars and pointing out the clashing calls out of the they are rising the population here in Tripoli. They're trying to spread fear. And they do shoot the clashing calls into the air from time to time, just to that we are here, you know. Do not think of doing anything or demonstrating out in the street, because we will shoot you on the spot. And I would like to mention that is a member of the revolutionary committees that belong to Colonel Gaddafi, and we had a chat with him yesterday. I would say I witnessed the chat with him, and he told him, you know, what are you guys doing? You know, we want to know what's going on. You know, it seems everything is going quite well for you. We're controlling Tripoli. He said, myself, I've got two Kalashnikovs, one in my car and one in my home. And my colleagues, he means his colleagues in the Revolution Committee, he said they are white bags over their faces, and they're going around in their cars and shooting demonstrators out in the street. He committed. He said that himself. He said that his colleagues are shooting.
So what do you think is going to happen next in Tripoli?
Well, I think people will try to go out tomorrow, but I think again and again they'll shoot people. They'll kill them on the spot.
And are you hoping people will come from Benghazi and other places to help you?
I don't think they are capable right now to come here to Tripoli yet. I think they're still gathering their forces. They're still trying to organize themselves first, you know. I mean, it's just the control of Benghazi, and let alone that Gaddafi still got few of his airplanes, you know, hanging around. So I think they'll have to try to sort that out towards the west.